time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at closer look at the most Swiss of all symbols, of course, the Swiss flag. A white cross on a red square, easily recognisable around the world when it's not confused for a medic or the Red Cross or something like that. But, Dario, let's take a look back at that, the cross of the Swiss flag. Where did that start?
Well, the origin of the red flag with white cross dates back to the Battle of Laupen in the canton of Bern, which took place in 1339. That battle was fought together by the original Swiss cantons of Uri, Schwyz, Unterwalden and Luzern, and the canton of Bern. Now, Swiss soldiers fighting together in this battle, but they were all fighting under the colors of their respective cantons, right? But they sewed a white cross onto their chainmail simply to distinguish themselves from other combatants. This cross was later taken up and painted on the armor and banners of Swiss soldiers in other battles.
Yeah, just as an aside, Dario, I think regular listeners to Swiss Art would be surprised at the amount of times there have been wars in Switzerland. But, you know.
Yes, for a long time, yes. There were wars.
Yes, just as a little aside on that one. However, okay, they sewed that cross onto their chainmail to distinguish themselves, but at that time, that wasn't a national flag. At the time?
No, far from it. It existed just for practical reasons, really. And also, there wasn't an actual Swiss nation state until more than 500 years later. The Swiss federal flag bearing the white cross on a red background was only created in 1840 at the initiative of a Genevan general called Guillaume-Henri Dufour, who pushed for a unified flag for all Swiss troops, no matter what cantonal army they were from. Because before 1848, there wasn't one single Swiss army. There were still little armies for each canton, right? So only in 1848, when Switzerland was founded as a modern federal state, was the symbol finally adapted as the national flag.
So how did that all come about then? How did we get to white cross on the red square backdrop?
Well, the origin of the red backdrop is actually unknown. It is subject to debate among historians. While some believe it refers to the blood of Christ, others claim it comes from the Bernese flag of the time way back in the 14th century. So we don't really know where the red is from. The white cross, though, yes, we know. It's this simple mark that Swiss soldiers or soldiers from different Swiss cantons used to recognize each other on the battlefield. And also why it is a cross, that is uncertain. Some say that it has to do with Christianity, that maybe the soldiers thought that if they put a cross on their chainmail, that would get somehow a Christian god's favor in battle, right? And others again say, no, it's simply for practical reason. I mean, you can imagine like cutting out some cloth in stripes and then putting a cross together is probably simpler than making a circle or a
right.
triangle,
yes.
Right? So there again, it could also just be simply for practical reasons that they ended up with a white cross.
I've heard that argument before about whether the cross is from the crucifix or not. But of course, people have pointed out the cross is a cross. It's not a crucifix because the crucifix
is not a crucifix. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, there's a lot of debate about that. I know. In addition to that rather distinct design, there is something else which sets the Swiss flag apart from most other national flags.
Yes, and that is its shape. The Swiss flag is unique in being square, right? It's not just a rectangle, it's actually a square shape, a shape it shares only with that of the Vatican. And this shape corresponds to the usual format of war coats of arms, at the time of its creation. So that's the simple reason.
Okay, now a lot of people, I'm sure everybody, frankly, has noticed there is a similarity between the Swiss flag and the Red Cross emblem. That's not a coincidence.
No, the two are closely connected. The aforementioned Genevan general Guillaume-Henri Dufour, who pushed for the creation of a unified flag for the Swiss troops, was also, together with Henri Dunant, one of the co-founders of the Red Cross in 1860, or in the 1860s, I should say.
So they purposely chose the inverted Swiss flag as the emblem of their newly created humanitarian organization.
Yes, at the time this was just to recognize the historic connection between Switzerland and the original Geneva Convention that stands at the origin of the Red Cross. But if you think about it, this inverted flag is a really interesting choice, considering that the Swiss flag at its origin was an emblem for troops and a sign of distinction for soldiers during battle. And the Red Cross is, in a lot of cases, about counteracting the consequences of such military actions. So really, it makes sense that they used an inverted Swiss flag to use it for the Red Cross.
Okay. Now, of course, Darren, then there is that that line. What's the best thing about Switzerland? Well the flag. The flag is a big plus.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
There you go. All right, Dario, thank you very much indeed for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, then, of course, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.